To God be the glory for the great thing He, the Lord God, has done. He is an awesome God, the creator of heaven and earth. It is by Him, through Him, that we move and have our being. Had it not that the Lord Yahuwah was on our side, we would have been in our grave by now. Thank you, Abba Father. Welcome all of you to this morning cool of the day daily devotional. And today happens to be the 79th episode of Back to Eden. And by the special grace of the Most High, we are going to deal with the part 5 of Don't Touch It. Do not touch it. Before I share, let me share a word of prayer with you. Abba Father, I thank you, I give you praise, I lift you high. You are the bishop of our souls. You have kept us safe. You have delivered our souls from the hands of the enemy. You did not lead us into temptation. You have kept us unto thyself. Have your way this hour. Speak to us. Bless us through your word. Heal us through your word. Set our souls free through your word and by your word. Let us hear your voice clearly and not any other voice. I thank you that all powers of the enemy are already under our feet. In Yahushua's name I have prayed. Amen. You are all welcome again to this morning cool of the day daily devotional, Back to Eden, the 79th episode. And under the 79th episode, we are dealing with the part 5 of Do Not Touch It. Do not touch it. We dealt with the last group of people, lawless people, that the prophet prophesied in Isaiah 52 verse 11, and the apostle Paul re-echoed, trumpeted on it, and told the church in Corinth to depart, to separate themselves so that the Lord God of heaven will receive them. Because if they depart and they separate themselves, they will touch no unclean thing. People of the way, we saw the group of people that there are people, if you are not delivered from, they will take you to places Yahuwah has called you out. You will revisit. You will in fact be carried back again to the place He has called you out, and the place that you can't find Him there. So Abraham was delivered not only from place, but from people. When the enemy showed up in Matthew 4, he carried the master to an exceedingly high mountain and then showed him. So Satan loved to carry people to places where they ought not to be, in order to tempt them, and they fall. precious people of the Most High. Paul spoke of temples of great idols, temples of the enemy. So as we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, those who don't know our God, those who are yet to be born again, will eventually become vessels, temples of that which they serve. Therefore, we don't have stagnant and static shrines nor temples. We have mobile ones, and they are everywhere. If you are not careful enough in this generation, you are going to encounter them. And anytime you encounter a temple of the enemy, you will equally be possessed, be influenced, and be affected by that which is in the shrine, which is in the temple. In this sense, the things they are possessed with, you are likely going to be possessed with them. Therefore, disconnecting yourself with them is a must. They can be your friends on social media. There can be people you follow, you watch, websites you visit. There are people who have vowed never go to the beach. But through social media, they are always at the beach. They are friends, they are mentors, the celebrities. They carry them to places. In those days, most of us don't know how shrines and temples of occult men look like. But through movies, we watched on our screens, and we were carried there. There are times Satan will use people to carry us to places we don't want to be. So we saw that lawless people are not those we think they are in this generation. In fact, in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse 8 to 10, as we read yesterday, we saw that Satan is a lawless one. What law did he break in heaven? Did he steal somebody's thing up there? Was he always late when it comes to worshiping Yahuwah? What law did he break? It is a call to investigate scriptures. And he who is coming as Satan in the flesh, Paul called him the lawless one, a breaker of law, the transgressor. So we traveled to, in fact, 1 John 3 verse 4, and we saw that he who sinned is a breaker of the law. What law is it? So we saw that lawlessness is a product of pride. Anyone who is proud walks according to his own will, forfeits scriptures, ignores scriptures, and walks according to his own understanding, his own will, and never want to go by the word of Yahuwah. Anyone who does not live according to the will of the Father is not walking according to the word, therefore is proud. And anyone who is proud in the kingdom is a lawbreaker, is a lawless one. People of the way, we saw that in the end, the love of many will go cold, according to Matthew 24 verse 12. Why? The Bible says that lawlessness will increase. So it's an end time spirit, because we saw in Matthew 23, I think verse 27 and 28, that many people will break his law. Nations, believers, they will break his law. They will break it because it is the manifestation of end time spirits. The Pharisees, they were okay in the physical. They don't break the law of Moses, but they were not walking according to the will of the Father. In fact, they rejected the word of Yahuwah who came. They rejected Christ. They were not walking according to his will, but only walking according to the law of Moses. So the Bible sees them and calls them hypocrites, and they are lawbreakers. Real lawbreakers are those who are not walking according to the will of the Father. Those who take step and it is not the word of the Lord, which is a lamp unto their feet. Any step you take out of faith is never according to the will of the Father. And if you take any step that the word of the Lord is not guarding your feet, is not a lamp unto your feet, it is an act of pride. There are many people in this generation, they have never had issue with the law court, and they are even advised to continue to obey, and they call it a democratic world. But I tell you, there is no democracy without a constitution. And all these systems of governments and the laws passed, you know who influences the laws. Because the government of Yahuwah will be upon the shoulders of Yahusha, which is of the word. Therefore, Satan too will come with his own laws. He is going to come with his own rules because he's the God of this world. Therefore, people are careful to obey the laws of this world, but they never walk according to the will of the Father. They never live according to the word and the will of the Father. They have walked out of the only way. They are no more on the highway of holiness in the name of obeying. Listen, you may not stand before a judge in this generation because people see you as law-abiding citizen. But our citizenship is not from this world. Paul said we are citizens of heaven. See, soon and very soon, many people will be sentenced to the rare prison, everlasting prison, and they will be seen as people, workers of iniquities, lawbreakers, but they have never gone to prison in the realm of men. They have never had issue. They have not been sentenced to 1 year in prison. But that day, they will be sentenced to everlasting prison. Why? They did not do the will of the Father. They were proud. They were not careful to walk out and break out from lawless people. Therefore, they became law breakers. People of the way, if Daniel was to be in this generation, I tell you the truth, many will see him as a bad believer because he defiled and broke the law of his master, the one who feeds him, the one he was working under. A law was passed, but he opened his window for everyone to see. He did not just want to do it in secret. He obeyed Yahuwah in public, therefore breaking the law of the emperor for people to see. He was not afraid. Today, even in the COVID era, many were careful to obey, but were not careful to obey Yahweh's instruction never to forsake the gathering of the brethren. As the enemy is using the governments of this world to push out his agenda, many will obey in the name of being good citizens. Many will take his mark. Many will succumb to his instructions. Many will obey his laws in the name of being good citizens. To them, they are never lawless. But I tell you, whoever is ruled by the lawless one is equally a lawless one. You see, in 1 Kings 21, if you read the whole chapter, there is a powerful story. Naboth, Ahab, and Jezebel. What happened? People of the way, Ahab wanted to take his land. In fact, there is a saying that the word of a king becomes a law. He defiled it. He did not obey, because it was written in according to the law that your inheritance is not supposed to be sold. He did not sell it. He did not hand it over to the king. Jezebel also came in. He did not. And he lost his life. If Naboth is to be in this generation, many will begin to point fingers. Why is he not obeying the king? Why is he not obeying the queen? Why is he proving stubborn? Why is he not becoming, you know, living as a law-abiding citizen? But I tell you, he did not. All eyes were on him. They set him up and he died. People of the way, it is not only that. In Daniel 3 verse 16 going, when you read the whole story, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they all did not bow. This is a national law. Because from verse 3, all leaders in all the various, you know, nations came to sign. They appended their signature. And the Bible says, the moment you hear the sound of the harps, the trumpets, everyone is supposed to bow. They did not bow. They did not. And they told them that, look, we are careful not to obey you. Yes. Even if our God will not save us, we aren't going to bow. We will not bow. We are ready to obey our king. It was a law. They would have been, because they have signed. That is why the moment they did not, they were cast into the furnace, because that was the consequences of breaking the law. They became good citizens of heaven, but in the eyes of men, they were bad citizens. Satan's law is in his kingdom, and it is in this world. So if you are always obeying the laws of this world, you will end up disobeying the laws of the kingdom. Do you know how come many believers in from Adam lost the dominion power? Because Job said, if you know the ordinance of heaven, you will rule over. You will take dominion. So guess what? Satan came in. They broke Yahweh's law. Started living by the laws of Satan. Therefore, they lost their dominion power. People of the way, the question is, are you a lawless one? Are you living according to the laws of this world? Or you are living according to the will of the Father? There are people who have derived from purpose. He said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." If his will is already on earth, he wouldn't have said we should pray that his will be done. So it should tell you that Satan's will, Satan's laws is in this world. That is why he said when we pray for his kingdom come, then his will be done. Many are not walking according to his will. They are not walking according to purpose. Therefore, they are the rare lawbreakers. They are lawless ones. You see, don't be pointing fingers at people. There are people who look stubborn in the eyes of men, but to Yahuwah, they are walking according to the will of the Father. Sometimes you have to displease men. You have to disobey men. Peter said, "Whom should we obey? It's better we obey God Almighty than men." He said, "We are not going to stop preaching. You said we should not speak nor preach in the name of the resurrected Christ. But we are not going to obey. We are going to obey Yahuwah." So sometimes when you begin to walk according to the will of the Father, when you walk out from this world completely and break your friendship with the lawless one, I mean Satan, and you have nothing to do with the spirit of Antichrist, you will be seen as stubborn. You will be seen as a wayward believer, a bad citizen, a stubborn son or daughter. But blessed be the name of Yahuwah. So be it. If we look bad before men, but to Yahuwah, we are walking according to his will. People of the way, are you walking according to his will? Or you are walking according to the will of men? I tell you the truth. Many have departed from truth today because of lawlessness. See, anyone who is not walking according to the will of the Father is missing it. And when you miss the mark, when you miss it, you have sinned. Sin is walking out from the will of the Father. That is, you have missed the way. Walking out. If you are not walking according to truth, you are sinning. And in 1 John 3:4, it's a lawless act. My question for conclusion is this. Are you still with the people? And are you living like one of them? Lawlessness everywhere. Lawlessness everywhere. Are you walking according to the dictates, the laws, and the rules of the game called life in this world? You say, well, you have to live by the games of this world, lest you won't make it. You have to live according to, you know, let me tell you before I end. The word of the Lord in John 1:1, the Bible uses logos. It is like divine idea, the word. And that idea became word, had flesh, and lived among men. Today, ideas rule the world. So sometimes if you pay attention, somebody's idea becomes a law of this. Law of gravity, law of this, law of money. I cited 24 laws of money. And when you read them, They are against scripture. Laws of this, laws of that, laws of marriage, laws of this. They are ideas. And these are Satan-backed. So men are living by ideas, because today ideas rule the world. The Aristotles, the name them Archimedes principles, that is sciences. Today they call them social sciences. So many laws have come up. Business, many. Today they have even come up with laws guiding the youth. In fact, most laws they call doctrines, the tenets of churches. There are ideas. Most of them does not go in line with scripture, and believers are walking according to that, and they are binding the lawless one. How can you be a friend of the lawless one? Live according to his laws, and you are binding him. May Yahweh help us. I'm ending here. Open your eyes and disconnect from lawless people. Open your eyes and break that friendship with the lawless one, Satan. Open your eyes, lest they will take you back to a place called lawless place, which is this world. And if you live in the world, fire is coming to destroy this world. This world will pass by. It will pass away. And everything in it. Be a citizen of heaven. And live according to the laws of heaven. And when he appears in his glory, you will be seen as good and faithful servants. Because every citizen is a servant. He will see you as a good servant. You have served him well, and you will wear a crown. May your day be blessed. Your going out and your coming in, may you be protected. No sickness shall come near your tent this day. I pray that all what you touch, all the things you have on paper to do today, may it prosper. I come against every plan of the enemy, and I declare that you will return home with testimonies. You will return home. You will come back home with an elephant. In the mighty name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Amen. Thank you all for joining. It will be published on all the podcast platforms. Share with friends. Introduce somebody to the cool of the day all over the world. And make sure that you download and you listen to it 3 times a day. Meditate. And I tell you, your life will never ever remain the same. Don't forget homecoming, 20 days more. Get ready and don't miss it, for it is a matter of salvation. Your crown matters. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.